it's difficult, so there is a stira. So the Gemara in Eishtayim Orzin is in conflict with what the Ram says, because the Ram says that the reason is why Amagbir Mitzil Chavir is going to Chavire is because we require Shluchish Shabbat Mami. And since the Shliach, if Reuven appoints Shimon as a Shliach to pick up a Mitzieh, so Shimon is not the Shluchish Shabbat Mami, because Reuven is not Bala Mami yet. The Bala Mami is somebody else, the Bala Vede. He isn't even around. So that's the reason as to why Amagbir Mitzil Chavere is Lukana Chavere. And the Gemore says that the reason as to why certain Amoroim say that Amagbir Mitzil Chavere is Lukana Chavere because Tevim Machim Machim Chavla Achirim Lukana. So it's a kashi against the Ram, but it's no kashi. I mean, the Nesives does not point out all these points. It doesn't explain all these points. But we have to say that. Otherwise, the Nesives pshat is not very sound. So we have to say it in the Nisives, as Pshat in the Nisives. So the answer is that the Ran holds, and that's the Ran Shita in Gdushin. There is another Ran that seems to indicate the reverse, all right, but there is one Ran that says that Tzchi is love mitam shliches. Now there is a machlekes rishenim whether Tzchi is mitam shliches or Tzchi is love mitam shliches. So, if there is one Ran in Gdushin that tends to indicate that Tzchiyah is Lav Mitam Shliches. So, Mimele, we have to resort to both halachas. Because, first of all, if Reuven appoints Shimon as a Shliach to be Zeichin Mitzieh, so let him be able to be Zeichin Mitzieh. For Reuven, let Shimon be able to be Zeichin Mitzieh for Reuven on the score of Shliches. Why can't he be effective? Why can't he be Zeiche on the score of Shliches? So the Ram says, because we require Shluchish Ba'amame. But then there is another aloche of Zochen Lodom Shalom Bifonov, even without an explicit Minua Shliches. So the aloche of Shluchish Ba'amame is a prerequisite in Shliches. But in Zochen there is no such prerequisite of Shluchish Ba'amame. So why couldn't he be Zeiche on the basis of Zochin? So the reason is why he couldn't be Zeiche on the basis of Zochin is because Tevis Balachim Mokshichav L'Achirim. But Tevis Balachim Mokshichav L'Achirim is only Svore in Zochin. But in Shliches, so that's no Svore. After all, he appointed him as a Shliach. So even though it's Chav L'Achirim, he should be able to be Tevis. So why can't he be effective on the score of Shliches? Because we require Shlosh Ba'amomen. Why can't he be effective on the score of Zochim? Because Tevzul Balchev b'mokei shechav lachim. Now we can understand this run here. V'li nir in dvorim kipasht v'mas nisn shmayinu l'chol odo midayte yochel ase shliach l'chavere sheyamid im keimei ובשבוכה, כי במשעוד אינו מתן שטר שיכול עבדי, הרי שליח יוכלי מהרי נעשה עצמי, שליח קבולה שלי, והרי הוא כלא עושה יבד שליח לכך. So in other words, the maskone of the Gemara of Rabbi Yechanan is the 10 kisri, so that means that when the old man said 10 shtar shichos al abdi, he in effect, in so many words, appointed that shliach as the shliach likabole for the Eved. But Ravune assumed that ten is lavkisri. But even though according to Ravune's assumption, ten is lavkisri, but when a person says ten, it implies that the Odin is not makpid. He doesn't object towards the Eved being Zeiche towards the Shliach being Zeiche for the Eved. According to Rabbi Yechanan, so ten has the connotation that you be Zeiche. In other words, that the Odin, when he says ten shtar shichos el abdi, in effect, he instructs the Shliach to be Zeiche and become a Shliach likabole of David. That's Rabbi Yechanan. Ravune assumed that ten lav kisri. So that means that ten does not have the connotation of instructing the Shliach to become a Shliach likabole of David. But ten, even according to Ravune, has the connotation of acquiescence. In other words, if the Odin says 10, Shtarshir Chozer Le'avdi, so that means he acquiesces, he is not makpid, he acquiesces in the Shliach, becoming a Shliach Le'kabole of Devet. Not that the Odin tells him, the Odin doesn't appoint him, but the according to Rav Huneh, while 10 does not have the connotation of an explicit designation of the Shliach as the Shliach Le'kabole of Devet, but 10 does have the connotation of acquiescence. In other words, that he doesn't object towards the Shliach by himself, designating himself as the Shliach Le'kabole of Devet. But the Odin, according to Rav Huneh, does not designate him as the Shliach Le'kabole of Devet. But, however, even though 10 does not have the connotation of an explicit appointment of the Shliach as the Shliach Le'kabole of David, but it does have the connotation of acquiescence, that the Odin doesn't care. He doesn't mind. If the Odin uses the expression 10, it implies that the Odin does not object. The Odin does not object towards the Shliach becoming the Shliach Le'kabole of David. Many times when a prosecutor makes a recommendation, so sometimes he urges the court, you know, to sentence a certain person, and sometimes, that probably never happens, the prosecutor urges, let's say, the court to acquit the person, the defendant, and sometimes, many times it happens, that the prosecutor just says, I don't object towards sentencing the defendant, and towards acquitting the defendant. So in other words, according to Rav Huneh, so 10 does not have the connotation of appointing the Shliach as the Shliach Le'kabole of David, but it has the connotation of acquiescence. He doesn't care. So Mimele, it will not be against the will of the Odin if the Shliach himself will take the initiative in his hands, and he'll say, true indeed, that the Odin did not explicitly appoint me as a Shliach Le'kabole of David, but I am taking the initiative in my hands, and I am appointing myself. I hereby designate myself as the Shliach Le'kabole of David. And that will not meet the disapproval of the Odin, because even according to Rav Huneh, the 10 is Lavkisri, but 10 has the connotation of acquiescence, of acquiescing in the Shliach becoming the Shliach Le'kabole of David. So Mimele, if we say, what's the Shaila of, what is the Shaila of Teifes L'Bal Chayvi Mokim Shechav La'Achirin, whether it's Kone or Likone? So according to Rav Huneh, you see, according to Rav Huneh, Schir is Mitam Shliches. According to the Ram, says in one place in Dushin that Schir is Lav Mitam Shliches, so that's a little bit emes, because we don't pass like Rav Huneh, but according to Rav Huneh's Havamine, so Schir is Mitam Shliches. So Mimele, the whole Shaila, Alibi de Emes, Alibi de Maskon of the Gemore, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Schir is Lav Mitam Shliches. So Mimele, there are two concepts that we apply. One concept is the concept of Shluchos Shel Baal Momen, and that's the reason as to why a Shliach cannot be teifes L'Bal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'Achirin, someone who was explicitly appointed as a Shliach. But let him be Zeiche on the basis of Zochim, so that's because of teifes L'Bal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'Achirin. Masha'im kin according to Rav Huneh, so Schiyeh is mitam Shliches. So Mimele, the whole Shaila in teifes L'Bal Chayv Mokim Shechav La'Achirin, kone or lo kone, is whether one can appoint himself as a Shliach on behalf of somebody else without being appointed explicitly by the Baal HaMomein. Now, here the Mishnah says, Ten shtashich ozeh le'avdi v'rotzo la'arzo be'ein echeza. And Rav Huneh assumed that Ten is Lav Kisri. So the question is, why in echeza? If Ten is Lav Kisri, why shouldn't he be with echeza? The answer is, because even though 10 is Lavkisri, but 10 does have the connotation of acquiescing in the Shliach, making himself as the Shliach Le'kabole of David. So Mimele, that means that the Shliach, who was not explicitly appointed by the Odin as the Shliach Le'kabole of David, so he himself has the right to appoint himself as a Shliach Le'kabole of David, even though he was not so appointed by the Baal HaMomein. Who is the Baal HaMomein? The Odin. In other words, there is no necessity of Shluchei Shel Ha'Amamim. So if there is no necessity of Shluchei Shel Ha'Amamim, why shouldn't Tefes Baal Chayv Mokish Chav La'Achirim be Kone? This is what Rabbuna said. V'li nirin dvorim ki pashton. V'masnis ish ma'inon, di cholodom midayte, yoch las ish lech ravei reshi yamen kemei, um shim hoche kiv mishrodi nomach, ten ish tashir chol avdi, hari shliach yoch leima, hari li isi atzmi shliach kabole shalei, v'areyu, ki imu osi evet shliach lekach, um nei binil mela v'teirich balchiv kone, lifi shatei fiz, yoch las ish atzmei, ki lo eimeid, bim kemei shal balchiv. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, within 5 minutes, I want to start the other shiur because it's very relevant. So, really, if we say that, in other words, Rabbuna held that in the case where the Baal gave the Isha where the Odin gave the Eved directly, the Shtar Shichu, but he said, Hariat Mishucha Lach Alamed Yehim, so then even Rabbi Yechanan will be made he cannot be Chayzeh. If the Odin owes the Shichu to the Eved, let's say if the Eved did not Enech Nafshe to the Odin, so then Al-Pidini is Mechuyev to Mishacharim, but there is no Kvir. It's not a legal obligation, it's a moral obligation. But when I say a moral obligation, I don't mean a moral obligation outside the halacha. Al-Pidin, he is morally obligated. And I use the term morally obligated in contrast to a legal obligation, which can be enforced. So this, hakorasteve, is a chayv. But it's not something that you can be kayve for hakorasteve. Bezin cannot be kayve for a person to be makateve. But it's a chayv. So, if we say, tefisli, so if, let's say, the Odin would give the Shtar Shichu to the Eved directly, and the Odin would be indebted to the Eved, because the Eved did a chesed to the Odin, so in such a case, and even if the Odin said, avliti mishuchar al-achalamed, so then, according to Ravune, the Odin would not be able to be chesed, because the only reason as to why an Odin is able to be Chayzeh is on the basis of the Aloche of Asidibo and Vatal Dibo. But once the Das was given, and he wants to be Mivatal the Das, since he is Mechuyev in the Shichu, so then he cannot be Mivatal the Das that he already gave. But now here, it wasn't given to the Eved, it was given to the Shliach, but the Shliach is leishliach levoye of the Eved. So in Nisine, so insofar as the Nisine aspect is concerned, so the Nisine was already realized. So Memele, if we say Hativis Balchim Mokish Chav La'Achir Miskone, that means that somebody else can also act on behalf of the Balchim, even though it is at the expense of somebody else. So here too, just as the Eved himself has the right to enforce in on Chazore, so if we say Ativ Bachim Lakshechav La'Achirim is Kone, so the Shliach can also enforce in on Chazore. This is what Rabbuna said. All right. Now, anyway, but he has that kashi. Udvor Malol Chikim in him heart, Veid in Kenechim in Milaf Mochatim Bachim Kone, Shanoch Shot in Israel Daske. Vilinirin, dvorim kipashto, di masnis nish mainon di cholodo midaite, yochel ozi shliach ravire shiyao amei bemkeime, umshimoche kip mishot meom baten shtar shichol abdi, hari shliach yochel imar, hari nei seat mi shliach kabole shalei, vahari hu kilo ozi yevet shliach lkach, umino bino lemela, di teifes lebal chayv kone, lifi sha teifes, yochel asis atzmei, kilo imi bemkeime shal bal chayv. Now, how does the Ran explain? In order to understand this Ran, we must take notice of another Ran, of a Ran in Bom HaMetzia. A Ran in Bom HaMetzia. Now, that's the Chiddush HaRan, and the Mukiyesef and the Reed mentions it in the name of the Ran, but we have the Ran more bariches in the Chiddush HaRan and Bom HaMetzia. Now, The Gemara in Bamitzia mentions three different cloth. Now, first of all, the Gemara mentions the Gemara in Bamitzia, Daf Yudalef and Yudbeis, Daf Yud, Yudalef, Yudbeis. The Gemara discusses the question as to whether Chatzir mitam Yod Yisraboye or Chatzir mitam Shlichas Yisraboye. We know that if somebody, if a certain chifetz comes into the hand of a person, so then he's king. Yad is a king. Now, and Chotzer is also a king. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether the kinyan imimotzit imotzit biyode agneim elu el yode gagai gagai chatzir v'kafif minayin talmulim atimotzit b'chol mokim. So the question, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as to whether the kinyan chotzer is mitam yad, because the possession of the person is identified with his goof. So in other words, the possession of the person, whatever a person possesses, whether it's karke, the courtyard, or let's say a pocketbook, anything, or a bag of his, a suitcase of his, that's chotzer. So the question is whether the kinyan chotzer is mitzad yad, because chotzer is identified with yad, or mitam shliches. The chotzer is represents the owner of the chotzer, is mitam shliach. Now, Reb Chaim says, I mean, we have to, otherwise we can't even understand the Gemara. What does it mean, chotzer mitam shliach is raboy? What does it mean, chotzer mitam shliach is raboy? Whenever you appoint a shliach, so we say, shluch esh onik meise. So if you appoint a shliach, so the shluach has to do a certain meise. And the meise done by the shliach is attributed, is misyaches to the mishalach. Let's say if somebody appoints a shliach to make a kinyan chazok in a certain field. Ruvein is makne a field to Shimon. And Shimon appoints Levi that he should make a kinyan chazok in the field, to be king in the field. So then we say shluch shlonik may say the maise kinyan done by the shliach, by Levi, is considered as if it had been done by Shimon. Because Shimon stands in the shoes of, I mean Levi, stands in the shoes of Shimon. He represents Shimon. And the maise done by Levi is attributed, is misyaches to Shimon. But that is if you mamish appoint someone as a shliach. But how can we conceive that in regard to a chotzer? Let's say, if somebody, Ruven is makne, to Shimon a certain chayfetz, and then Ruven throws the chayfetz into Shimon's chotzer, so Shimon is king. So then, according to Mandoma, chatzeiro mishum shliches Yisraboye. So what does it mean, mishum shliches Yisraboye? The chotzer of Shimon is Shimon's shliach. Fine. All right. Let's grant that even though the chotzer is an inanimate object, it's not a gavre, it is still capable of fulfilling shliches. But one cannot accomplish by merely appointing someone as a shliach. The shliach has to fulfill the shliches. He has to do a certain mice. So b'meile, if Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach, so then Shimon can be king of the chayfetz through the mice kinyan that Levi does for him. Well, if he does it, if it's in karke, he does a kinyan chazoke. If it's, let's say, in mishiche, he does a kinyan. If it's in mitaltlin, he does a kinyan mishiche or agboye, whatever the kinyan is. So the mishalach is kene by virtue of the maise kinyan done by the shliach. But if we say shliche, so Ruben throws the chayfetz that is marked to Shimon, to Shimon's courtyard, or into Shimon's briefcase, and then Shimon is kene. So the briefcase, the courtyard, is considered the Shimon shliach. But what kind of a kinyan does the briefcase do? Does the courtyard do? What? Hakboyim, shiche, doesn't do anything. So how is a chayach to say, chatzir mishum shliches haboyim? So Reb Chaim says, I mean, and that's the obvious pshat. Couldn't even understand the Gemara without that pshat. That this shliches, even according to Mandoma, that chatzir mishum shliches haboyim, so what might a kinyan is done, takes place, kinyat. But if we say that Chatzer Mishim Yod Yisraboye, so then the Chotzer is considered an extension of the Yad without the recourse to the medium of Shliches. But if we say Chatzer Mishim Shliches Yisraboye, so through the medium of Shliches, the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the owner of the Chotzer. So then the Kinyan is a Kinyan of Yad. We can't explain the Gemara any other way. Now, so what's the meaning? What's the meaning of the chotzer becoming the yad? Of the chotzer becoming the yad of the bala chotzer? Which shliches always means, let's say, if somebody appoints someone as a shliach to knock the mezuzah on the post of the door. So then he's becoming a mitzvah because through shliches, it's not a mitzvah shebigufei. He won't, Reuven cannot appoint Shimon as a shliach to put on tefillin on Shimon's head and on Shimon's arm because it's a chivah shebigufei. But Reuven can appoint Shimon as a shliach to make the kesher on Reuven's arm and to put the tefillin on Reuven's head. So even though that is part and parcel of the mitzvah, so he can still be mekayimet, because the maise is done by the shliach for Reuven. So when Shimon appoints Levi as a shliach to do a kinyan mishicha, a kinyan agboye, a kinyan chazoke, then we understand it. So the purpose of the shliches is to carry out a certain maise on behalf of the mishalach. But here the shliches, the effect of shliches is not that the chotzer, the courtyard, or the briefcase should do a maise kinyan. The purpose of the shliches is that through the medium of shliches, the courtyard or the briefcase should become the yad of the bala chotzer. So where do we find such a shliches? We find such a shliches in Get Ishu. Now, the Isha appoints a shliach l'kabole. And we said that actually, when the Isha appoints the shliach l'kabole as a shliach l'kabole, in effect, she appoints the shliach l'kabole in a twofold capacity. The shliach l'kabole has a twofold role. First of all, because Get Ishu, not like it says, but Get Ishu requires schiya in the get. Not as Xei says that the Isha does not even have to be zeicha in the get. They are kamurayas, contrary to the Xei's. So whatever is true of all shtores is certainly true of Get Ishu. But the Xei's akosel by Get Ishu is that the Isha acquires title for the kinyan yad in the get, even balkoch. That's the Xei's akosel. In Kolatere Kule, a person could not acquire title in any object against his will. And here the Xeras HaKosov is that when the Isha makes a kinyan yad in the get, even Bal Kocho she acquires title in the get. But the Isha has to acquire title in the get. Without acquiring title in the get, she cannot be Migreshes. Hariat Migreshes van Yoshali in the Migreshes. So she has to be Zeichet. So she has to be zeicha. That Gemara in itself is a stira to the Xeis Chidesh, that the Isha does not have to acquire title in the paper and the parchment. What the Gemara says, Harizi Gita Vayoshali Eino Migreshes. So it means that she has to acquire title. If title in the paper remains vested in the Baal, so then the Isha cannot be Migreshes. So this is a requirement in all stories, that the one who is mikabel the shtar has to be zeicha in the shtar, simply in the paper, in the parchment of the shtar. So that is true of get too. But then there is an additional aloche by get. There has to be direct nisine, miyada bal yad isho. If, let's say, he puts it on the karka, and he says, ligit amal the karka, and then the isha picks it up from the karka, so the get is no get. So that two alohes. First of all, a nisine, and then a schie, a maizekinyen the get. So memele, when the isha appoints someone as a shliach l'kabole, so she appoints the shliach l'kabole that he should have a double role in a twofold capacity. First of all, she appoints him as a shliach to carry out the maizekinyen in the get on her behalf. And then there is aloche that it must come from the yad ha'bal yad ha'isha. And here the get key was handed over from the other Baal to the other Shliach. The answer is the Yad HaShliach is the Yad. The Yad HaBaal. I mean, I'm sorry, is the Yad HaYishon. And the Shliach Liloche, so the Yad of the Shliach Liloche, the same thing is true of Shliach Liloche, is like the Yad of the Baal. And this is the practice that every get, that when the Baal appoints someone as a Shliach, so he says, Harin Manu is a Shliach, Lishliach, Pi Choki Pi, Yot Choki Yodi, Ragli Choki Ragli. And if the Ish appoints, I mean, it's not so noog. I mean, that the Ishe should appoint the Shliach Likabole. So if a get is handled for a Shliach, so usually it's handled for a Shliach Liloche. But very, very seldom today is it done by the Baal handing over the get to the Shliach Kabole of the Ishe. Very, very seldom. But when it is done, so then the Ishe has to say to the Shliach, Picho ki pi, Yot cho ki yodi, Ragli cho ki ragli. In other words, so when the Ishe appoints the Shliach Likabole, in effect, he appoints the Shliach Likabole in a twofold capacity. First, that he should be carry out the Maisei Kinyan in the get on her behalf. That's like the Shliches in every other Kinyan. And that's like the Shliches, when you appoint someone as a Shliach, he should knock a mezuzah on your door to do the Maisei. And then, but she also appoints him through the medium of Shliches that her yad should become, that his yad should become her yad. So Mimele, when we say Chotzem Shu Shliches Zaboye, it's not a Shliches to carry out the Maisei. Because the courtyard doesn't do any Maisekiyan. What is Maisekiyan is done? The Maisekiyan is done through yad. But the Mila Shliches is a Shliches that the Chotzer should become the Yad of the Baal HaChotzer. Just as the Shliach Likabole becomes the Yad of the Ishe. So here the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the Baal HaChotzer. So maybe the Kinyan is through Yad. This is what Reb Chaim says. So in other words, even if we say Chotzer Mishem Shliches is Raboye, so through the medium of Shliches, the Chotzer becomes a Yad. But if we say Chotzer Mishem Yad is Raboye, so the Chotzer is a Yad, is an extension of the Yad, of the Baal HaChotzer directly, without recourse to the medium of Shliches. If we say Chotzer Mishem Shliches is Raboye, so through the medium of Shliches, it becomes a Yad. It becomes a Yad. So then the Gemara Rav Ashi says that you dweis the maskone alom Rav Ashi chotzer is chaboyem mishum yad veligore mishliches gam ige de choy vulo in chob lo odom elu bifono that you dweis amad alem gam matone dis chusulo zochum lo odom shaloi bifono. So memele the Gemara discusses the question whether a chotzer can be kene if it's not mishtameres, and if it's not, if the Baal HaChotzer is not in it, b'tzatzadeyu. So the aloche gabi get is that the nisho, if the Baal throws the get into the chotzer of the isho, so the isho can only become igoreshes if the isho, at the time that the Baal throws the get into her courtyard, stands in the chotzer. It's a chotzer mishtameres, and she stands at the chotzer. Now, of course, if she stands in the chotzer, so then it's always mishtameres, even if he doesn't have a fence. If he doesn't have a fence, so then it's not mishtameh when no one is watching it. But if the isha stands at the chotzer and she watches it, so then it becomes mishtameres through her watching. But if the isha doesn't stand mitzad chatzero, then the get, she's not migoreshes, even if the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, even if the chotzer has barbed wire around it. But if the isha does not stand in the chotzer at the time that the Baal throws the get into the chotzer, she doesn't become migoreshes. Why? Because gabi get is a chayiv. So since it's a chayiv, in chobim lo odom elu bifonov. So mimele, chotzer can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shlich. So, since it can only be effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches, now one cannot become the shliach of another person against the will of the person, of the mishalach. So, get is a chayiv. So it's not considered that it's with the will of the Isha. So Mimele, Chotzar is only effective mitam yad, not mitam shliches. Since it has to be effective mitam yad, so it cannot become directly a yad of the Isha unless it's sidum yod yodo. My yodo bismuchalo, the yad of the woman is always attached, is close to her goof. The yad is not away from the goof. So Mimele, my yodo bismuchalo, af chatzeiro bismuchalo. So Mimele, Gabiget, the Isha cannot be Migrashes unless the Isha stands with Tzad Chatzir. So then it is Keni Mitam Yad because it's Dum Yed Yodo. But if she's not in Mitam Chatzir, it's not Dum Yed Yodo, so it cannot be Keni Mitam Yad. Mashein Ki Matone, if Ruven gives a Matone to Shimen, and Ruven throws the object that he's transferring to Shimon into Shimon's Chotzer, even if Shimon doesn't stand in the Chotzer. Furthermore, even if Shimon's Chotzer is not even Mishtamer, it has no fence, it's exposed, it's accessible to all trespassers, I mean anyone can come in, it's not fenced off, nothing. So even if the Mikabel Matone is not in Mitzat Chatzere, Shimon doesn't stand in the Chotzer, and it's not even Mishtameir. So Shimon is still Kene the Chifetz that Reuven throws into the Chotzer. Why? Because since Matone is his chus, so it can be effective not only Mitam Yad, but it can be effective Mitam Shliches too. Where it has to be effective Mitam Yad, then it has to be Dum Yediyot. So it has to be in Mitzat Chatzere. But where it can be effective mitam shliches, it doesn't have to be Dum Yed Yodo. And this key makes good sense according to Reb Chaim's pshat, that even if we say Chotza mitam shliches is Rabbi, it doesn't mean that there is a new Maaseh Kinyan. What kind of a Maaseh Kinyan does a Chotza do? But through the medium of shliches, it becomes a Yad. But if it has to become a Yad directly, not through the medium of shliches, then it cannot become an extension of the Yad, unless it is Dum Yed Yodo. But if it becomes a Yad, through the medium of Shliches, it doesn't have to be Dum Yed Yodo. Even without Dum Yed Yodo, it can become. So Mele, even if it's not even if the Mekabu Matone is not even Mitzat Chatzere, and even though the Chotzer is not Mishtameya, so the Mekabu Matone is Eiche, in the Chifetz, by virtue of the fact that the Neisi Matone, Ruven through the Chifetz into Shimon's Chotzer. So Gab Matone, so the Aloche is, the Gemara says that few ways, that Gabi get, a Isha cannot be Migorashes, or through the get being thrown into a Chotzer, only if it is Mishtameir, and she is a Medim Sat Chatzero. But if she's not a Medim Sat Chatzero, even though it's Mishtameir, she cannot be Migorashes, because it's not Dumi Yodo. By Matone, so the Mikabu Matone can be Zeiche, through the Chotzer, even if he is not in Mitzat Chatzerei, and even though the Chotzer is not Mishtamer. But then there is a third situation, Mitzie. Suppose a Mitzie falls in by itself, into, let's say, the wind, through a certain diamond into somebody's Chotzer. So then, the Bala Chotzer can be Zeiche in the Mitzie. Can be Zeiche in the Mitzie, even if he doesn't stand Mitzat Chatzerei. But only if the Chotzer is a Chotzer HaMishtamer. But suppose the Chotzer is not even a Chotzer HaMishtamer. It has no fence, nothing. And the Bala Chotzer doesn't stand in the Chotzer, and the Mitzia falls into the Chotzer, then he's not here. So all the Rishonim raise the question, Monefshech, what is it? Is by Matone, so Chotzer is Kene, not only Mitam Yad, it's Kene Mitam Shliches. By Get, it's only Kene Mitam Yad. So since it's only Kene Mitam Yad, so we require, there are two prerequisites. First of all, it should be Mishtameir, and then that it should also be Emisat Chatzer. But Mitzie, Monefshech, is a Chotzer Kene by Mitzie, Mitam Yad, then even if the Chotzer is a Chotzer Mishtameir, he should not be able to be Kene unless the Baal HaChotzer is a Mitzat Chatzere. So why does the Gemara say that by Chotzer, even if the Baal HaChotzer is not a Mitzat Chatzere, as long as the Chotzer is Mishtamer, if it has a fence, so is Kene. And if we are to assume that by Chotzer, the Baal HaChotzer is Kene the Mitzie, that by Mitzie, the Baal HaChotzer is Kene the Mitzie, Mitam Shliches, so even if it's not Mishtamer, you should be able to be Kene. So why does Mitzie enjoy a mediocre role? In other words, between Get and matone. Get, it can only be kene the isho. Isho can only be kene the get if there are two prerequisites fulfilled. Mishtamer and the mezat chatzere. Matone, no prerequisites. And mitzie, only if it's mishtamer. So then he's kene, even if it's not even mezat chatzere. But if it's not mishtamer, not monefshech. If it's effective by mitzie, mitam yad, so then it shouldn't be kene even if it's mishtamer. Only if it's a mitzvah. And if it's effective, tam shliches. If it's effective, tam shliches. So mimele, he should be able to be kene the balachotzer, the mitzvah, even if it's not mishtamer. Why dafke is mishtamer? That's the Ram's question. So the Ram, the Kedusha Ram, and well, the Mukiyesef is much shorter. He just mentions. Maybe you don't have the Chidushi Aran, but if you have the Mukiyesef, and Bometzie, and the Rif. Paragraph that's Tafei Omid Beis in the Rif in Bometzie Shtayim Orzi, the third paragraph. Vo Yisirotzi Emis Asedeyo Ein Yachshu Mishameres Lagodi V'chotzer Mishameres Lebinon Sheimis Asedeyo Tzirir Taimi Do Lav Mishim Yadu Dimahane Kmo Yibiket Do Osom Binon Imedet Chatzatzeiro Kilikamon V'gam Lo Yitam Shliches Ki Dipir Sharan Ben Ruvinza. So the Ran says that it's not Mitam Shliches. The raya that is not mitam shliches is because there is actually a machlekes reshenim between the Ram and Rabbi Peretz in Shimon Kobetzis. The matone is kene chotzer, but matone is kene mitam shliches. By get chotzer is kene only mitam yad, mitam shliches not. How about mitzie? Is it kene only mitam yad, or is it kene only mitam? Or is it kene only mitam yad, or is it kene also mitam shliches? So the Ran says it's only kene mitam yad, and the best raya is because there is a distinction between matone and mitzie. Matone chotzer is kene matone, even if the chotzer is einu mishtameres. Why? Because lo ikriyem mishliches, and by mitzie it's only kene b'chotzer mishtameres. So it's a raya that mitzie chotzer is not kene mitam shliches, only mitam yad. Rabbi Peretz says no, that by mitzie chotzer is kene mitam shliches. So, because it's Yisroos, so the mele can be kene even without the medium, without recourse to the medium. So it's kene even through the medium of shliches. So that's the reason as to why we don't require by mitzie a midusat chatzere, because by get it's necessary that she be medes b'chatzero, because otherwise it's not doing the yodo. But by mitzie, even without the mikabel, the dezeche of the mitzie, without the balachotzer being aimed at chatzere, so it still can become a yad through shliches, through the medium of shliches. So then you ask, if it is through the medium of shliches, so the balachotzer should be able to be kene the mitzie, even if it's in the mishtameir, just as by matone. So he says, the Rabbi Peretz says as follows. That actually the prerequisite of mishtameir is a prerequisite in shliches also, because shliches is also mishtameir. A shliach is when you appoint someone as a shliach, so he's mishtameir. So mimele, he couldn't even become the yad through the medium of shliches if the chotzer is not mishtameir. So then you'll ask, so why by matone, even if the chotzer is not mishtameir, he has no fence, nothing, so still the chotzer is kene by matone? The answer is by chotzer. What does it mean by chotzer? There is a das acheres makdeisom. So how does the matone come into the chotzer of the mekabel matone? Ruven is an eisin matone. Shimon is a mekabel matone. How does it come into the mekabel matone's chotzer? Ruven stands near the chotzer and he throws the chayfetz into the chotzer. So at the time when he throws the chayvetz into the chotzer, so he himself watches over the chotzer of Shimon. he wouldn't allow anybody trespasser to take it. So mainly it becomes by matone, whether it's idas acheres makneisom, it's always mishtameres, even if the chotzer is not fenced off. But at the time when the neisim matone the das acheres throws the chivetz into the chotzer of the mikabel matone, so he watches it, so he makes it into a mishtameres. That's the reason as to why it's not necessary that he should be mishtamer. Not that it's not necessary that the chotzer should be mishtamer. If the chotzer is not mishtamer, then it couldn't even become a yad for the medium of shlichas either, because shlichas is mishtamer. Shlichas is mishtamer. But here, the chotzer can be kene, even though the chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres, because at that moment when the neis matone throws the chifetz, the matone into the chotzer of the mikabel, so he makes it mishtamer, he watches over it. But by mitzie, it falls in by itself, and no one cares. And even if somebody, a third party, happens to be standing, he doesn't care. Why should it be interrupted? Why should it make a difference to him? So mimele, it's not mishtamer. So mimele, it's not kene. So according to Rabbi Peretz, chotzer by mitzie is kene mitam shlichas. Tam shlichas. Mashenk in the Ram, he says that chotzer by mitzie is not kene mitam shlichas. And the Rai is because if the chotzer is not mishtameres, so by mitzie is not kene, and by matone is kene. So the question is, why shouldn't mitzie also be effective? Chotzer should chotzer, why shouldn't chotzer be effective by mitzie mitam shlichas, just as chotzer is effective mitam shlichas by matone? After all, the only reason is why by get nativ is because get is a chayv. But matone is a schus, and mitzie is also a schus. Mitzie is even more of a schus than matone, because by matone there is an element of detriment on an ideal level. Sini matone sirche, but by mitzie there is no element of detriment. So it should be effective mitam shliches. So he says, the Ram says, it cannot be effective mitam shliches because there is a aloche of shluchi shaval amoni. That's the chiddush of the Ram. That there is such a halacha of shluchei shel bal hamomi. What does it mean, shluchei shel bal hamomi? In other words, by matone, so there is a halacha of zochen lod neshalim bifonov. Why? So let's say Ruvein. If Ruvein says to Shimon, now here is a diamond, and I want you to be zeicha in this diamond for him. So then, fu zochi. So Shimon is zeiche in the diamond for him. Whether Shri is mitam shliches or Shri is lav mitam shliches, even if Shri is lav mitam shliches, but it's like shliches. In other words, he makes the kinyan for him for Shri, for the mice Shri in the diamond. He makes a kinyan in the diamond for him. So who tells, who makes Shimon as a zeiche for Levi, as the shliach of Levi, if Shri is mitam shliches, and if Shri is not mitam shliches, who makes the Shimon as the zeiche for Levi? Ruvein. Who is Ruvein? Ruvein is the balamomi. So mele, the Shimon can act as the shliach of Levi. Shimon can act as the shliach of Levi because he was appointed as a shliach for Levi by the Balamomi. Since he is the Balamomi, so he has the authority to appoint Shimon, that Shimon should act on behalf of Levi for his advantage. Mashe'inkin by Mitzie, so by Matone, we can say that Chotzer mitam shliches Yisraboy, that the Chotzer of the Mikabel Matone becomes the shliach of the Baal HaChotzer. Who appoints the Chotzer of the Baal Matone, of the Mikabel Matone, as a shliach of the Baal HaChotzer? Ruvein, the Baal HaMomein. He throws a diamond into Shimon's Chotzer. So he is the Baal HaMomein of the diamond. So Mimele, he appoints the Chotzer of Shimon as the shliach of Shimon for his advantage. So he has the authority to do that. Mashayinkin by Mitzie, there is no Baal HaMomein who appoints the Chotzer of the Baal HaChotzer as the shliach of the Baal HaChotzer. So Mimele, he cannot become a shliach of the chotzer cannot become the shliach of the balachotzer unless he is appointed by the balachotzer. Now, so this is what the Ram says. And because he says, we got blue mitam shlichi, we are sharan, ben ruven zal, she yev shal niskis l chavirem tira shliches, elu im kenasi shluchi shal bala momen, u vim tzi alek al bala momen, she yei ze shluchi, vili shayach le meima bechotzea, ki da amgunam ga ben magbiya mitzi al chavirei, di migi di zoche li nafshi zoche nam lechav. Vi chosa rabbi yunissen ben ruven zal, di igi le meima, so then the question of Isaiah is, so it's not mitam shliches, by mitzi ya da kundi, chotza couldn't be effective mitam shliches, because by mitzi ya there is no bala momen, so there is no balamomen who appoints the chotzer as a shliach. And in order that someone should be a shliach of somebody else, so the balamomen must appoint that person or that chotzer as the shliach of the person. So the question arises, so even if it is a chotzer mishtameres, but he's not in his atratzere, why is the bala chotzer kine de mitzie? There's the kasha. So the Ran says, Dikele Meimar, the Choshi Mishtameres, Limishu Schusle, Kiyodehi, Shafmashe Shebori Yode, Kinichale, the Likne, the Chotzer Mishtameres, and Esne, Viada Richtehi, Mashenkele in Gitten, the Himdel in Nichole, Tikne Chotzer Mishtameres, any Kiyodo, Shemashu, Hibel Odom, Kishibi Yode, in an Esne Chotzer Mishtameres, Adarab and Mitzim. So the Ran says, why do we say that where it's in Tamiyad, so then he has to be in Satratzere. Because if he's not in Satratzere, it's not Dumya Diodo. So, Basheinke, by Mitzie, if the Chotzer is a Chotzer Mishameres, so it's the practice of people to leave their Mitzies in the Chotzer Mishameres, so then it is considered like Dumya Diodo anyway, even though it's not something. So it becomes the Yad. This is what the Ram says. Now, so the Ram says that there couldn't be a shliach by Mitzia. According to the Ram, so let's say, if Reuven sees a Mitzia in the street, and he stands, let's say, here in this room, and he sees a Mitzia outside, and Shimon stands also outside, and if Reuven says to Shimon, you pick up that Mitzia for me, and Shimon picks up that Mitzia for Reuven, so Reuven does not acquire title by the Hakboye that Shimon makes in the Mitzia. Because even though he was explicitly appointed by Reuven, but Reuven is not a balamomen. So Mele, one cannot be a shliach unless he is appointed by the balamomen. This is the Ramshi. So many assume that there is a machlekes between Teitzves and the Ram. Teitzves in Bometzie, I asked you to go over the Teitzves in Bometzie. Teisves Bometzie daf ein Alef omud Alef, ein Alef omud Beis, ein Alef omud Beis. So Teisves says there, we don't have to know the whole Gemara of Malvi Yisroel Ma'isev Shal Nochi Nidas, Nochi Yavon Das Yisroel. But Teisves says, Agavurche, V'yeish Leima, Bo Yu Yochil Izakis Lechaveirei, Hashtem Yishan Nochi Inim Afkiron, Elo Bol Izakis Ma'isev Limalve, Al Yidize Aleive, Ein Likeach Liskei. Shim Kein, Hoy Israel Amikabel Shlucheshon Nochi, Liskis Momeisov Shal Yisrael, Vein Shliches Li Nochi. So what does Teisves say here, Dachayin Aleph? A very important deal. That if in Hefker, so he says two things, Teisves. Suppose there is a Chifish of Hefker in the street. There is a Chifish of Hefker in the street. So then, Reuven could tell Shimon, you pick up this chayvish shall have you on the street for me, and if Shimon picks it up with the kavone that he should be zeiche in the chayvish shall have you on behalf of Reuven, so then Reuven acquires title, even though the shliach Shimon was not appointed by balamomen, because there is no balamomen, it's hefker, because there is no balamomen, so then it's not necessary that the balamomen should appoint the shliach and the shliach. Mashenkein, if let's say Reuven will if not Ruvain, but a goy, has a chayvetz. If a goy has a chayvetz, and he wants to give a matone to Shimon, the goy wants to give a matone to Shimon. So Ruvain says, and Shimon is not around, but Ruvain is around. So now there's a loch of Zochmol the Shoy Bufanov. So he still couldn't say, now if the Nese himself would be Jew, so then this Nese and this Balamomein would be able to tell Ruvain, you be Zeichen, this Chayfetz on behalf of Shimon. I want Shimon to acquire title in this Chayfetz. But if the Nese, Matone, happens to be Goy, and Shimon is not around to make a kiyan, but Ruvain is around. So even if the goy tells Ruvain, you make a goy in this chayfetz on behalf of Shimon, Shimon cannot acquire title. Because since this chayfetz is hezebal amamein, it's not hefker. So b'meile, Ruvain cannot become a shliach on behalf of Levi. So Ruvain cannot become a shliach on behalf of Shimon, unless he is appointed as a shliach by the Balamomen. Who is the Balamomen? A goy. Can a goy appoint someone as a shliach? A goy cannot be a mishalach, cannot appoint, because he is mufke of shliches. So in other words, you cannot apply the aloche of zochen lodem shaloi bifonov. If the mizake who tells one Jew to be zeiche on behalf of another Jew happens to be a goy. So if then the Baal HaMomen is a goy, and he tells Ruvain to make a key in the Chayfetz to be Zeiche on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon does not acquire title to the Maise Kiyan done by Ruvain. Because here we cannot say he is a Shliach. Because in order to be a Shliach on behalf of Shimon, he has to be appointed by the Baal HaMomen. But if the Chayfetz is a Chayfetz shall have care, so then it's not necessary that it should be appointed, the shliach should be appointed by Balamomen. But if the chayfetz has a Balamomen, so then the Balamomen has to appoint him as a shliach. And the goy cannot appoint anyone as a shliach. So mele, it's not effective. So many achrenim say that Teisves is chelik and Ran. Because the Ran says that by Mitzir there couldn't be shliches, because he's not a shliach of Balamomen. But Teisves says that by Hefker, he could be a shliach. So Teis Veshite is that when is it necessary that the shliach should be a shluchish Baal HaMomen, only there is a Baal HaMomen. But if it's Efker, there is no Baal HaMomen, it's not necessary that he should be shluchish Baal HaMomen. And the Ran Shite is that even Gabe Mitzie, so no one could be a shliach to be Zeichen Mitzie for somebody else because the Baal HaMomen didn't appoint him. But it has no Baal HaMomen, so the Ran is chelik on Teis Ves. And the Ran holds that even when there is no Baal HaMomen, no one can be shliach in Momen unless he's appointed by Baal HaMomen. And if there is no Baal HaMomen, so it's just too bad. He cannot become a shliach. That's the Ran Shite. The Nisives in Simen Kufei, he says no. There is no machlekes between Teisves and the Ran. That the Ran also agrees that when is there a requirement of shluchish Baal HaMomen, if there is a Baal HaMomen. But if there is no Baal HaMomen, there is no requirement of shluchish Baal HaMomen. But the Ran doesn't. Teisves, but the Ran discusses Mitzie. Teisves discusses Hefkia. Now, there is one Loshin Ramban, the Nisives doesn't mention it, but there are two Lishines in Ramban and Elo Mitzies and Bob Mitzie. What is the status of a Mitzie? If somebody loses a Chayfetz and he has no Simen, and so then anybody can pick it up. Why? Because he was Mitzieish. He was Mitzieish. So according to one Loshin in the Ramban, in Elo Mitzies, so Yush is Mitam Hefkia. So every Mitzie of which the owner of which the Baal Aveda was Mitzieish is Hefkia. Another Loshin Ramban says no, it's not Hefkia. Until the Meitze picks it up, so the Baal Aveda is considered the Bailim of the Aveda, even though he's Mitzieish. But he or she is only a heter for anyone to be Zeche, just like Aveda Sakum is muteres. Avida se mit chovim is muteres. Even without yush. So it doesn't mean that the bailes of the bala of the akum the bala avida is poka the moment he loses something. No, he remains a bailin, but there is a heter. Somebody can be zeche. So avida si soe lacha yush is like avida akum kedem yush. So just as by avida akum kedem yush. So he's still a bailin until somebody picks it up. But it's not gezel. If somebody can be zeche. So avida si soe lacha yush. Anybody can be zeche. But until somebody is zeche, so he remains the bailin. He remains the bailin. In other words, according to the second Loshon of the Ramban, suppose a Jew lost the chevetz in the street. It has no simen. So Reuven lost the chevetz, and then he's looking for it, and then he sees that on the sidewalk across the street, the metziah is lying, and he's ready to pick it up, but he didn't pick it up as yet. And then he sees, let's say, he wants to be Mikadosh and Isho, that is on the other side across the street. So he tells her, you pick up that mitzvah and be Mikodeshes to me with that mitzvah. And she picks up that mitzvah, she'll be Mikodeshes. But he has to give a kesef that he owns. Not if the Mikadosh will give the Isha Hefke kesef shall hefkeh, she will not be mikdeshes. It has to be his kesef. Now here he lost it, and it has no, and he was already misyayish. So according to the first lashon of the Ramban, she will not be mikdeshes. According to the second lashon of the Ramban, she will be mikdeshes. So in other words, the nisives, without mentioning the two days in the Ramban in Ilam Mitzies, so he says it misalasvoy that there is a distinction between aveid elacha yush and hefkeh. Hefkeh has no violin. Aveid lacha yush has a bailin, but there is a hetasriye for anyone. It's not gezel, but it has bailin. So Mimele, he says, there is no machlekes between Teisves and Ran. Teisves says, in regard to Hefker, that there is no necessary requirement of Shulchish Balamomim, because Hefker has no Balamomim. The Ran says that by Mitzie there could not be Shliches, because the one who makes it, picks it up as a Shliach to be on behalf of somebody, was not appointed a Shliach by the Balamomim. Even though there is no Balamomim, the answer is no. The Ran agrees with Teisves that where there is no Balamomim, there is no requirement of Shulchish Balamomim. But by Mitzie, until it is picked up, so the Bala Veda is a Bala Momen. Is a Bala Momen. So since there is a Bala Momen, so there is a requirement of Shluchish Bala Momen. This is what the Ran says. Anyway, the Ran Shite definitely is that by Mitzieh, there couldn't be any Shluches because he is not a Shluchish Bala Momen. So Mimele, according to the Ran, so that now the question is, the Gemore is Tele, the Shaile, of a matbiya mitzil chaveire, whether it's kone chaveire or loy kone chaveire, in the shaila or whether ativ balchim mokish chav la'achirim is kone. If we say ativ balchim mokish chav la'achirim is kone, so then if someone is matbiya mitzil chaveire, so it's kone chaveire. But if we say ativ balchim mokish chav la'achirim is loy kone, so if Reuven picks up a mitzie on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon is not kene, because this is to the detriment of Levi and Yehuda and Yisocho and all those people who could have picked it up. So Memele, if Reuven picks up a mitzvah on behalf of Shimon, he deprives Levi and Yehuda and any other person from picking it up. So Memele, if we say Tevis Balchim Bokin Chavla Achirim is loikone, so Magbiya Mitzvah Lechavere is loikone Chavere. The Rabbi Yechanan says that Amatbiya Mitzil Chaveire is Kone Chaveire, even though he holds Hatev Zil Bachim Bokshe Chav Lachirim is Kone, because Migid is Och, the boy is Och Lenafshe, so is Och Lechavre. But only because of Migid, the boy is Och Lenafshe, so is Och Lechavre. But otherwise, one could not be Magbiya Mitzil for somebody else.